morning. If you'd stand with us, we'll honor the reading of the Word of God found over in the book of Malachi, chapter number 3. Malachi chapter number 3. Start reading for sake of time in verse number 6. This passage has been on my heart several weeks now. Last Sunday it got so high in here the great preacher come by. I sure am glad I go to church where you don't know what's going to happen. And that don't mean fussing and fighting either. Amen. When Jesus walked in the temple, He wasn't hunting a program. He is looking for some tables to turn over. I'd love to preach that, but He ain't going to let me this morning. Malachi 3, verse number 6, He said, "For I am the Lord, and I change not." Well, preacher, just ain't what it used to be. Well, let me go and give you a little nugget right there. It ain't Him. "Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, you've gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them." Now look what he says. "Return unto me, and I'll return unto you." You can't say that about everybody, friend. There's some folks you turn away from, they'll never have you back. "But you said, wherein shall we return?" Well, some of y'all ain't going to like it. "Will a man rob God?" Now look what he says now. "But you said, well, wherein shall we return?" God's been grieved over something. Well, why did he bring this up if it wasn't so important? "Will a man rob God? Yet you robbed me." God was offended. But you see, in order to preach, you got to have a clear conscience. I'm glad I'm caught up on my tithe. Somebody say amen right there. If you don't believe me, ask the bookkeeper. Bring y'all the tithe in the storehouse. There may be meat in my house. And prove me, saith the Lord of hosts, if I'll not open you the windows of heaven." Oh, I want to get in on that. "And pour ye out a blessing. There should not be room enough to receive." Thank you for standing this morning. Father, we love you. We thank you for the Lord Jesus. Touch us, help us, fill us. God, let us be a blessing to your people this morning. There's no preaching, Lord, inside of me unless you send it upon me. Oh, I pray you'd let preaching be easy today. You'd bring the things to my mind, my heart that I've studied. God, I pray that you would touch the closest one to hell today. Draw them by your marvelous grace. Help us now. Give us clarity and power in the preaching. I'll be careful to honor you and thank you for everything you do. Thank you for the songs we've heard today. In Christ's name I pray. Amen and amen. He said, "For I'm the Lord and I change not." I want to preach on this subject this morning. On some things God ain't changed about. Some things that God ain't changed about. I know ain't a word, but it is in my vocabulary. This ain't English class. This is preaching, amen. And I want to tell you, there's some things that God ain't changed about. Number one, I done read it. He ain't changed about His storehouse. I'm glad we've got a storehouse of God. It is the church house. And if you'll notice this, the storehouse is hooked into His house. Because He said when you do right at the storehouse, there's some things that will come out of His house. Amen. God ain't changed about the storehouse. Number one, you'll notice the practice at His house. He said in verse number 10, "Bring ye." That's everybody under the sound of the voice. That's anybody that would ever want to live for God. Bring ye. So there's a practice. Then there's a policy. Look what he says. All. You can underline that. All. And then there's a percentage. He said a tithe. Now that is 10%. Somebody said, it's not what you give to God, it's what you got left. And you know this morning, God, before the law, a lot of you say, well, the reason I don't tithe is because it's in the Old Testament of the law. No, honey, it come before the law come. Abraham went to Melchizedek, the king of Salem, had no beginning, no ending, is a theophany of Christ, and he paid the Lord Jesus his tithe. You know what? He paid it out of love. You say, well, that's the law. I don't live by the law. What about thou shalt not kill? Y'all look like you need some preaching over in the new part of the building this morning. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not bear false witnesses. Thou shalt not have no other God before me. Honor thy father and thy mother that your days may be long and well with you. Some of you ain't going to be long living because of the way you treat your mom and dad. But we see God ain't changed about the storehouse. We see this, no doubt, this percentage. He said 10. And then, look, he talked about provision. He's interested in provision in verse number 10. That there may be meat in my house. So this is what he's talking about. In the old temple, they had a place where they called the storehouse. The people of God would bring 10% of what they had and go in that storehouse. And there God provided for everybody. Let me tell you a good rule of measure. You'll never go wrong doing right. A lot of people say, well, I can't afford to tithe. No, friend, you can't afford not to tithe. And I want you to notice what he says right here. Not only is there provision, but there'll be a proving in verse 10. He says, now, prove me. You know that word means to put to test. You just try him, neighbor. And it's just like the old devil to try to discourage you and let everything tear up all of a sudden. But let me remind you of this, and I'll move on because it's a sore subject to you. But you know this, God may not pay off on Friday, but He does pay off. You listen here today. God is no debtor to no man. Give and it shall be given unto you. Prove me. I'm going to say something this morning. And I won't be gloating because I won't tell you the number. But I'm going to tell you some life experiences. I want to bring it down where we live. There was one of the greatest preachers in this country called. Said, Brother Ken, I just want to ask you something. Said, things are hard. We've been on some trips. Things are low. Is there any way that y'all could help us? I knew missions was a little low. And this is what God is my witness. I just preached at a church the week prior. And they had went above and beyond of the norm. They had given me a love offering that was just amazing. And God said, you ain't got to call Brother Mike and see what's in missions, what's in your missions. And so what I done before this flesh backed out, I sat down, I wrote the check, put a stamp on it, run, put it in the box, and put the flag up. Because I know me, just like what Brother Adam, his flesh in us, would have been a backing out on what God done put on my heart to do. And it was a blessing when the postwoman come by and got it out of my mailbox. I couldn't back out on God. It's gone to the post office then. Guess what? Guess what? Prove me, what he said. Prove, test me, what he said. Guess what happened the next 2 weeks? Hello, would you come preach for us? Yeah, hello, would you come preach for us? Hello, would you come preach for us? What are you saying? I'm saying you can't outgive God. It don't matter how He's going to give to you, if He's got to send a raven over to drop it to you, or if He's got a little widow woman over there ain't got much in her barrel, honey. There's a God in heaven that pays to serve it. There's a God in heaven that you can be proved by if you'll just trust the Word of God. I want to say this, me and my wife, you know we pastor this church full time. That's all we do. We've got more now than we've ever had but we make less than we've ever made. Ain't that something? My God, that's so good. I'm getting help on my own preaching this month. What are you talking about? I'm talking about God loves to do things. I like what Brother Lee said one night after we read our books. He said, God's math ain't our math. It don't all add up. But honey, at the end of the day, you can point your finger toward heaven and say, thank you for what you done for me. Thank you for the way you blessed me. Thank you, Lord, for giving me faith to trust you. And now look what you've done for me. Oh, you may not have planes and boats and houses and real estate. But honey, you look up in here this morning. I'm one of the richest men you've ever seen in your life spiritually. There's a God in heaven lives in me. No, I wouldn't take nothing for what's in my heart this morning. Prove me. It's a cop out to say I don't trust you. Some of you ain't been taught. You need to be taught right. Pay your tithe. And he didn't stop. Now listen. Ain't no sense nobody getting upset with me. I didn't write what I'm reading. Punch somebody and say, he didn't write that. He's just reading it. Punch him and say, he didn't write that. He's just reading it. I like what Brother David said. He's got a country word, Brother Roy, called chinchy. Some people just chink you. They want to see the least they can get by with. You look around here, God's house is one of the prettiest places in town. You know why? Because God's house ought to look like this. God don't deserve second best. And God ought to have the first of all of our increase. Now I want to help you right here just a minute. While we're there and I done got you loose. You know, the economy, I know it's tough. You're right. Tough. They raised some tax 2%. I don't know. But my net's bringing home less than it was last year. But now let me help you right now. We might need to bring the ushers back. What's that got to do with gross? Boy, she's quieter now in the Baptist conference. If I'm tithing off my gross, it don't matter what the government's getting. God's getting what He's getting. I got some more. Ready? You want gross blessings? You want net blessings? Me and Miss Renee, I hadn't been saved long. We wasn't tithing. Everything in the house is tearing up. And I remember one fella goes over to Crumbly Chapel. He was working on my washing machine one day. I said, you go to church? My Lord, does he go to church? I mean, he started preaching to me. In his testimony, he is a hacking. Had that Church of God hack in him, Brother Lee. I like that, don't you? I found out God is getting my money one way or the other. And then you know something else I found out? I found this out. God ain't broke. He ain't wanting me to pay Him nothing. He just wanting to bless me real good. But in order for me to be blessed, I've got to trust Him. Am I doing all right? I like what I read yesterday. I love reading good books. Y'all going to love this. Are you ready? And this is good stuff. There was a little old boy who went to the general store, had on his overalls. And so, the old general store man, he said, son, get you a handful of that candy and take it with you there. And he had his mama with him. He went and do it. So the general store man gave him a handful of candy. This thing went on about 2 months, and his mama put him in the wagon, took him to town on Saturday, as their culture was. And so he walked out of the store, and the man said, son, get you a handful of that candy. He said, no. And so the old man reached down there and got him a hand, put in his overalls. So there's on the wagon going back home. She looked over there and said, now, Billy, I want to ask you something. Said, that man's awfully good to us, and he's always inviting you. Why don't you get you a handful of candy? Oh, my God. You know what he said? He said, because his hand's bigger than mine. Woo! Hallelujah! Glory to God! His hand's bigger than mine. Woo! Great God, we ought to have sang a song and go home on that. His hands bigger than mine. Ain't nobody like God, friend. He ain't changed about the storehouse. Number two, Isaiah 1, your eyes fixed to be open. He ain't changed about the White House. Isaiah 1, you just see right where we living this morning. Isaiah 1. Lord, that last point is so good. I don't know if I can go ahead or not, Brother Michael. He ain't changed about the storehouse. He ain't changed about the White House. Isaiah chapter number 1. Isaiah, one of the greatest prophets that ever lived. Boy, what a man of God Isaiah was. You know, the Bible's just like reading a newspaper that's been printed today. This Bible ain't out of date. Date ain't caught itch yet. Now he says this, the vision of Isaiah the son of Amos. Verse number 2. Here we go. Ready? He ain't changed about the White House. There's a sincere notice. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth. For the Lord hath spoken, hath nourished and brought up children, and they've rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, the ass his master's crib, but Israel doeth not know my people, doeth not consider. Now, there's a sincere notice. Verse 4, here is a sinful nation. Ah, sinful nation. People laden, that word has to do with heaviness, with iniquity. Don't take you long, turn on your TV, friend. You'll just see how caught up in this vile world we really are. A seed of evildoers, of children. In other words, there's a heritage. There's an inheritance. And it goes all the way down to the third, fourth, and fifth, and sixth generation. Did you know it does matter what we do because it's affecting somebody else? Now, you want this sinful nation. He sees a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They provoke the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward. Now I want to stop right there and say this. A lot of the only reason our children are acting the way they act is because they've been trained that way. That's what's pitiful. We better be getting some glue in our backsides and getting obedient to the house of God to be sure that there is a generation coming along that'll know something about old-time religion. Now, there is a sincere notice. There's a sinful nation in verse 4. But there are strange neighbors in verse 7. Hello? Your country's desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers devoured in your presence. And it is a desolate as overthrown by strangers. It's bad when the minority runs things. Strange. Now, have you looked around lately? You been in any convenience stores lately? Strange neighbor. God had borders and boundaries for a reason. I've got no issue with anybody coming to America. But you need to do as Americans do. Our Father set these borders because of strange gods. Our country was founded on the Bible. On freedom. And just because 10 to 12% of the populace is serving false gods don't mean that we're no longer a non-Christian nation. God's not changed about the storehouse. He ain't changed about the White House. Then verse number 8, not only strange neighbors, but there's a special number. And the daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. There is a special number. Did you know the church is all that's holding this world together? You keep my text there. I'm going to read because I got speed dial on my Bible. But in 2 Thessalonians 2 and 7, I'm going to read this about this special number. The church is all that's holding this world together. Now, Paul's writing, and he says, "For the mystery of iniquity doeth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming." Now, what's he talking about? The mystery of iniquity doeth already work. We can look around. There's wickedness all around us. Only he, the Holy Ghost, who now letteth, will let until he be taken out of the way. You know when he's going to be taken out of the way? When the church is raptured. The Spirit of God don't live in this building when we're gone. He lives in this temple. And the Holy Spirit has a suppression about this country, keeping it from absolutely going to the devil. There's a remnant. Thank God. It may not be a few, but thank God there's still a remnant that's wanting the preaching of the Word of God. Thank God it's still a remnant wanting to raise their babies in the house of God. Thank God there's still a remnant wants to listen to the old songs of God. And ain't a changing, ain't a moving, honey. Thank God there's a remnant that Jesus has got His hand on. And we're holding this thing together. And guess what? When that horn blows, we going out of here, and so is the Holy Ghost. Buddy, we going home to be with the Lord. And when I'm gone, you going down yonder and get everything I got. Don't matter to me no more. Matter of fact, it don't mean much to me today. But I'm going to tell you something. There's a special number, and you know what? God knows who you are. God knows if you're saved or not. People as downtrodden Christians out of the White House, you know, they don't want to say Jesus' name no more. You're drawing a line in the sand. Honey, if you don't have Jesus, you're not a Christian. He said He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by Him. Therefore, I'm going to tell you, I'm not ashamed of being a Christian. I'm going to fly the old blood-stained banner. Thank God He took my sins on an old rugged cross. I'm glad there's an empty tomb. And honey, hallelujah, that ain't the end of the story. He's coming back for His children. Therefore, we're pilgrims and strangers down here on a journey. Oh, there's a special number. I'm glad I'm in it. And then this, there's a solemn notion. This is where America is. Look now, verse 10. Hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ear to the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah. Why is he saying that? You know what Sodom was? It was a homosexual cesspool. And he said, you rulers of Sodom. Isn't that amazing now? And listen, I'm with everybody. I want my kids to protect. I got grandkids in the Bowden school system. Your kids is there. That makes them my kids. You hear me this morning? And I'll fight for them. When you won't, I'll fight for you young'uns. But let me tell you something. It ain't no sense in a president getting up trying to outlaw guns. Why don't they outlaw doctors that's killed 55 million babies? He said, you rulers of Sodom and Gomorrah. Boy, what kind of hierarchy and what kind of blasphemy was that? Had little old young'uns behind him signing a note the other day. That's pitiful when you use children for advertising. You say, we ain't been getting this where we go to church. Well, you're getting you some today. We don't get this at school. That's why we got church. It ain't no sense being ignorant about the Bible. And look what he said. You rulers of Sodom. There's a solemn notion. He said, give ear to the law of our God. That's straightening our country out. It's not one man. Let me tell you, we ought to be praying about our president. He's got a big responsibility. Did you vote for him? No, I didn't vote for him, but I'm going to pray for him. And I don't hate him. I want to see our country change. Hear the word. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices? Unto me, saith the Lord. Look what he said. I'm full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks or lambs or of he-goats. When ye come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand to tread my courts? Bring no more vain oblations, incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons and Sabbaths that you're calling the assemblies, I cannot away with. It is iniquity, even the solemn meeting. Your new moons and your appointed feasts my soul hateth. They are a trouble unto me, and I am weary to bear them. A solemn notion. You know what they're saying? Oh, praise God, and living like the devil. Now, we've all got our issue. But let me tell you something. Don't you tell me he's your God today and act like a devil on Monday. This solemn notion. He said, I want your country to know that if people would genuinely return to me and call to me, I'd do something for your country. Let's have a national day of prayer and kill a million more babies. Let's have a national day of prayer. Let's approve same-sex marriage in all 50 states. Said he brought a woman out of the rib of Adam, not a man. Solemn notion. Look in verse 15, buddy. Here's a serious notation. And when you spread forth your hands, I'll hide mine eyes from you. Yeah, when you make many prayers, I'll not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Boy, I'm going to tell you, I'm glad he don't leave us a-hanging. Just like what Brother Adam said, when it's always been a sin, there's been a sacrifice. And you listen to me, there ain't nobody here on the sound of my voice today perfect, and nobody here is sinless. If it wasn't for the Lamb of God lived in us, hell would be our home. And God said, I tell you what. He said, I'm not going to leave you hanging. He said, you need to realize what I'm doing. I'm not listening to you. You want your prayer to go through? Get close to God and do what this book says do. There's a sovereign negotiation. Verse 16. Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. You know when you've repented? When you put evil and wickedness away from you. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now. Let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Some things God hadn't changed about. God ain't changed about the storehouse. God's not changed about the White House. Boy, wouldn't that be a blessing if somebody get up in our Congress and Senate and say, you know what we need to do to run our country? We don't need to print more money. We need to bring this blessed old book back. put back up on the platform. And before we start, let's say, Lord, we're going to turn from our wicked ways, and I'm sorry. And you know there's a word hooks in all this I'm preaching about this morning. For the money is the root of all evil. You know why 55 million babies is killed? Money. You know why alcohol's legal? Money. Boy, this book would fix our country. I want to ask y'all something. Closing. It's 12 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock. You didn't set your clock. You know, if we could realize what God has said, He means business about it, and do it. Have you ever thought about this? When God ever judged a nation, you Bible scholars, you know what He done? He removed the prophet. You take Brother Billy Graham, an old man now. Did you know he had the ear of a nation at one day? Brother Mike, I watch him sometimes on those old classics. There's that old man of God preaching to thousands. You must be born again. Any nation that does wrong will suffer for it. All through this Bible, when God judged a nation, you know what He done? He pulled the prophet away from it. America don't have a prophet living today. And this is why I got on this, and I get on the last thing when we go home. This is our problem. White House don't have a voice to lead them. Used to, the presidents would call upon the main prophet. They'd come in and pray. Where's any of that going on? But oh, be quiet now, Brother Ken. You'll offend somebody. Well, I've noticed this. People don't get helped if they get offended. Some of you just want to play church. Some of you want to come in, some little mealy-mouthed preacher, and you wouldn't care if she had a dress on or not. You just wouldn't really care. Because you just want to play church. God means business about this book. Let your light shine. Be the salt of this earth. Thank the Lord for some men that'll back a preacher that'll preach. Sir, it's bad when your wife shouts louder than you do. Some things God ain't changed about. He ain't changed about the storehouse. He's not changed about the White House. And He's not changed about the Father's house. John 14. My goodness, what a passage. John 14. What a passage. Capital L. First of all, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Here's the word, in my Father's house are many mansions. I know I'm on the radio and I don't want to. I know it's good churches scattered all across this country. But let me tell you something. When your association director mails out a box of Bibles to your church and it's changed the wording from mansion to rooms, you need to throw it in the garbage. I got rooms where I live. And they empty. Where I'm going, there's a street of gold. Where I'm going, there's a clear crystal river. Where I'm going, it's 500 miles square cube. And I got a mansion. Reserve me. Where are you going to go, preacher? Where are you going to be? I don't know, but if you go there, you'll see me. Because He ain't changed about the Father. Won't that be a blessing? We just have a glorified body. And I don't know what some of y'all are going to do when you get to heaven with all that shouting going on and a little loud church down here gets you just unnerved. You just tore out of the frame. He said, I heard the voice of a great multitude, thousands upon thousands upon thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb. And that big old hand, Brother Donald, all your life has reached in. He just dumped blessings out on everybody in this place. It's not changed about the Father's house. Miss Sherry, maybe you just come today and play something. Whatever you want to do. But I want to give the rest of this outline and I'll be through. There's a reminded practice. Let not your heart be troubled. That's hard to get in that verse, isn't it? Jesus is right and let not your heart be troubled. There's a reserved place, said my Father's house. Verse 3, there's a returning promise. Jesus is coming. Are you going? Verse 4, there's reaffirmed preaching. You know what He told them? Whether I go, you know, and the way you know. But there's a recognized problem. Look who spoke up, Brother Adam. Thomas. If he'd been at church, he'd have known what the Lord said. That's good right there, Brother Mike. Brother David, that's good. He's the only boy said, what you talking about? Well, he done laid out on Sunday night. Whew, I seen that yesterday and I'd like to run plumb around the house. Thomas on one said, he said, look, I done been teaching, preaching you boys. I've give you parables. I've give you preaching. I done told you I'm going away. Thomas said, what you talking about? Oh, what you talking about? I want to tell y'all this morning, I love you as your preacher. I love preaching to you. But let me tell you what, I'm not going to become your hireling. And I'm not going to preach, Brother Joe, that old mean, bitter spirit. Neither. I purpose in my heart, I'm just going to love you whether you love me or not. I'm going to just love you. But I'm not compromising what this book says to keep you. Look what he said. He ain't changed about the Father's house. There's reaffirmed preaching. There's a recognized problem, but there's a recorded proclamation. Verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Not changed about the Father's house. He's not changed about the storehouse. He's not changed about the White House. Church, what's on your heart this morning? Whatever you need, as our brother sings, our sister plays, you come. We open this.